Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm not surprised because last night when he got hit early in that game, he played the rest of the game and was clearly uncomfortable and was clearly in pain. He acted very differently. There was a line out late in the game in which he acted like Jeff McNeil and started freaking out. So it was clear something was a little off with Lindor. Day game after night game. Mets have already won the season series against the Dodgers. It's June. You need to be cautious. But it certainly doesn't sound like an IL stint. It sounds like day-to-day pain tolerance issue. So no Lindor today with the Mets playing at 4 o'clock. We'll get more to the Mets later, including an emerging controversy surrounding my guy, Pete Alonso. We will address that coming up in the next hour of this program. But over the last few days at this radio station, we've all talked about, I want to hire this guy. I want to hire that guy. I want this guy. I want that guy. Now that we've gotten over the shock of the fact that Tom Thibodeau was gone. And so we all have opinions. I want to hire this guy. I just heard Sally. I want Jeff Van Gundy. I want this guy. We now need to start asking a different question. And it's an interesting question. So let's talk it. And that is, are people going to want the Nick job?
It is a tremendous question when you consider the expectations, Evan. This is now a team where it's get to the NBA Finals or you failed because you had a coach that was good enough to get you to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I think there were some Knicks fans in the initial reaction on Thibs firing that thought, well, they must have a coach in mind. They must have a coach in mind to do this. Clearly, I think as it sits right now, maybe they had a couple coaches in mind. But if you don't circle in on anybody and you're small in that pool, I don't know. Well, I don't know how appealing this job really is.
Well, let me just address that first part and then get to the is this appealing part. I disagree that the decision around Tom Thibodeau would be based on who am I going to hire next. You have to make a decision on its own merit about this head coach and if he can lead this team to a championship. If the answer is no, you move on from him.
Oh, I disagree with that, though, Evan. Don't you have to in the back of your mind when you weigh, okay, can we win a championship with him? No, but is there somebody out there we think we can? I think that has to go hand in hand when you make a decision like this with this kind of team.
As soon as the answer is no, you move on. I completely disagree with you. As soon as you come to that conclusion, and obviously there's a lot of Knicks fans who don't agree with that, but the Knicks clearly made that decision, which is we can't win with him, so we have to find someone who can. And that doesn't mean you have someone in your back pocket. With that said, look, I got a pro and con list. I actually made one last night.
Did you?
Because after the Met game, I was fired up. I couldn't sleep. And I didn't want to do a Rico Brogna. I wanted to save it for the series finale.
What time did you go to bed?
I went to bed at 2:15. Not bad.
I mean, you ended up going to bed about the same time.
Met game ended right around 1 a.m. So I made a pro-con list because I want to be fair about this. Would people want the Knicks job? And the pros are obvious, right?
Right.
They just got to the Eastern Conference Finals. They have Jalen Brunson, who not only is a superstar, but seems like a really coachable, like down-to-earth superstar. And I know this makes you sick, Sean, but close your ears. Tommy, you're going to get very excited when I say it. It's the Mecca. It's the Garden. It's the Knicks. It's New York City. If you win here, you're a god. And it's all true, by the way. You win here as the head coach of the New York Knicks, you're a god. And that is absolutely absolutely on the pro list.
Sure.
You win here, you demand now. This isn't a rebuild. Sometimes when teams are looking for new head coaches, you're starting at the bottom floor. Look at our boy Jordy in Brooklyn. You're starting from the beginning. So you are going to a ready-made team. You're also, let me give you another pro before we get to the cons.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Dolan's going to pay you a lot of money. James Dolan pays coaches and executives so much money, sometimes he pays you to not even coach.
Yeah, he's paying Thibodeau a lot of money.
Yes. So I think that if the Knicks identify you as the guy they want, you're going to get $10 million a year. And that sounds crazy, but I really do think that's the going rate. So you're going to get paid. You're going to have a chance to win a championship. You've got, in my opinion, a very coachable, selfless superstar in Jalen Brunson. You got a real shot to win right away. Here's the negative. And there's a new negative. Sam Amick is a respected NBA reporter, so this isn't coming from someone's patoot. Sam Amick says there are Knicks players that didn't love Rick Brunson and thought Rick Brunson had too much power in the organization. Now, if that report is true from Sam, and I'm an NBA head coach looking at this job, all of a sudden it drops down a little bit.
That's a huge red flag because, first of all, it's not just any ordinary assistant coach that, okay, I'm bringing in my own staff, I'm wiping you out. It's the star player's father, which if the players, if there are some players feeling that way about Rick Brunson and too much power, they are inversely, whether we like it or not, I know Rick and Jalen are two different people, talking about Jalen Brunson too because that's his father.
Right.
So that's a major locker room issue that you need to now sew back up in the midst of it. And also, let's face it, we talk about this with football and owners. You know, remember when Garrett got hired? I hate to do this giant thing. Back with Joe Judge. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm laughing at myself.
I will say real quick, about 3 weeks ago, I made a point to Sean that he always brings things back to the Giants.
I know.
And it's affected him so much that every time he brings something back to the Giants, he always caveats it with, I don't mean to bring things
but I have
back to the Giants.
But this one's actually relevant.
Go ahead. That's fine.
It's a major con to become the head coach, a manager, or anything in pro sports and immediately have a coach forced onto your staff. And that's what Rick Brunson would be doing. You'd be forced onto your bench.
If indeed that's true.
Yes.
Like, if I am a coaching candidate right now, and those positives we laid out are pretty obvious. You're going to get paid a lot of money. It's the Knicks. It's the roster. It's Jalen Brunson. There are a lot of obvious pros to it. The one thing you're going to also have to find out is, hey, do I have to hire Rick Brunson? And if I do hire Rick Brunson, what's that dynamic in this room? Is it true that players thought he had too big of a voice? So I think those are things that the prospective head coach needs to figure out. The other thing, and I think that personalities kind of go into if this is appealing or not, because there are some who would shy away from this, and there are some who'd say, bring it on. Rick Pitino yesterday with BT and Sal made the comment that in his lifetime, this is the most pressure any Knick head coach will ever have upon taking the job. I agree with Rick Pitino. I think his perspective is spot on. And I think there are some candidates out there who are looking at the long haul who are going to say, I don't want to walk into that. I don't want to walk into a job where if I'm not in the NBA finals, I underperformed. Yeah. And that's clearly the new expectation. And I could stereotype some of the candidates right now and tell you guys that would shy away from it and guys that would say, bring it on. Like, to me, one guy who jumps out at me as a bring it on kind of guy, because he's one of the great competitors in the history of our sport, is Jason Kidd. I think Jason Kidd looks at that and says, oh, yeah, you think that's pressure? I freaking inherited that net mess with Garnett, Pierce, and I went for it, and it was a disaster. And I don't think that scares him off. I think Jason Kidd's got no fear in the world.
Pressure? Look what he just had to deal with in Dallas this year.
Right. So I think a guy like him would listen to this radio show right now and laugh and say, pressure? Are you kidding me? You think that's pressure? He's also one of the great players of all time. And I think when you're one of the great players of all time, you've seen it all.
Yeah, you got a different perspective.
But I'll tell you this. I know that Michael Malone is not attached to this job, and I've heard various reasons on why the Knicks would be shying away from him. A lot of it relationship stuff. I could see Michael Malone being like, I'm not walking into that. I'm an NBA champion.
Right. You my get next pick of the litter.
My next job, and you're right, would be pick of the litter, is pay me a lot of money, give me a lot of guaranteed years, and give me time. Because I don't think this job offers you a lot of time. You better win right away.
Yeah, you have to win right away. You can't take a step backwards. Now, winning right away, do they have to win the NBA Finals next year? No, but I think they have to get there in a year where we don't expect Jason Tatum to be playing for the Boston Celtics. And that's hard. You even said, you know, the most pressure, Pitino. even when Van Gundy took over for Riley, Van Gundy was going to be a hero no matter what because of the way Riley left. This is completely different now. When you're ushering Thibs out the door, which is why, Evan, I keep coming back. When you make this pros and cons list, that is why I am still refusing to eliminate Jay Wright. Because if there's any truth to any of the reports with Rick Brunson and everything, Jay Wright through the college ranks dealt with everybody in that Villanova room and what came with it. And with their family, and he's a guy that knows how to deal with pressure and bringing back programs at the college level.
Yeah. I think the other thing that we don't know about, but there's going to be a lot of speculation about over the next few weeks, is what's going on behind the scenes. Is there backstabbing? Is Leon Rose handling a franchise with different groups, different cliques, if you will, underneath him that are kind of fighting with each other? And those kinds of stories are going to emerge over the next few days and weeks. And sometimes we're going to roll our eyes at it and say, ah, here we go. They fired a coach, and now everyone's trying to blame this or whom for that. If you are looking at this job, you mentioned some of the pros, some of the cons. You're going to have to find out what the hell is going on in this front office. Am I walking into a job in which backstabbing is occurring at all corners? Am I walking into a job in which I'm being set up to fail? And so right now, and I give the Knicks a little bit of credit for this, we get frustrated that they don't have press conferences and they don't talk to the media. The other thing they don't do is leak.
Right.
We have heard so little about what's going on behind the scenes with this franchise. And they've been winning and they've refixed themselves. And this is like a new golden age of Knicks basketball. So rightfully so, Knicks fans are like, this is great. But now when you're thirsting for information and you're thirsting to find out what the hell is going on, there's nothing because the Knicks have done a great job of giving the media nothing. And so we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but you can bet your ass that any of these candidates that we've talked about over the last 48 hours are going to need to find out what's going on. Yeah. Because that's a big turnoff if you find out there is a lot of backstabbing going on.
But that also may be one of those things, Evan, you don't truly even find out what's going on until you actually say yes and get in the room and observe it yourself. Because if there's no leaks coming out now to the media, boy, there could be a lot of tight-lipped service before you even take that job and you're not 100% sure of what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, that really is something that you may not find out until you're actually in it.
Now, have we missed, Tommy, any pro and con from our list so far?
I think you covered all of them. But what I would say is that the Nick job is the best job in the league. Here's why.
Oh, God.
Tibbs did the hard part. Tibbs is the good luck Chuck or the shirt before the shirt. Tiki would have laughed at that joke, by the way. I miss him already. He got this team from where they were, which was the dumpster, to now a championship contender. The new head coach has a championship roster, and he is the new voice. And I think that new voice, for anybody that was tired of the old voice, will give that new voice even more than they did Tibbs. Tibbs did the hard part. He had to go through the wall, the bloodiest, right? The first one through the wall. And that new guy with Leon Rose, who to me is the best, you know, GM in this town, and they are the best run team in this town. And as far as the Brunson stuff, if that's true, the drama, the players run this league. They do. Now, his dad is on the bench, but all players run the league. You have to deal with shark-infested waters on every single basketball team unless you are coaching the Wizards or a team that's in the absolute dumps. All these teams with star players and egos, it's a challenge for
everybody. But this would be very different and very unique. Yeah. You're right, it's a star-driven league, absolutely. But it would be unique and different if there are players in that room who are not liking the father of the best player and thinking he has too much influence. Like,
I think that's a con to what Tommy's saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a major con if it's true and how deep it actually runs. See, why I'm skeptical about this is not Sam Amick. I think he's a good reporter. What I'm skeptical about, and I've always said this, when seasons end either badly or guys get fired, people leak agendas. People leak agendas for various reasons. And you wonder, who would leak this? Who would put that out there? And I don't know how accurate it is. I don't know if Nick players are like, oh boy, this Rick Brunson, he's a pain in the ass. But it's out there, and it being out there could be a hindrance to someone taking the job. Now, hard part versus easy part. You're kind of right, but I kind of disagree. You're right. Turning a franchise around is very hard, especially in this sport. I would argue turning around an NBA team is more difficult than turning around any team in professional sports. And Tom Thibodeau, to his credit, and he will have this on his Knicks gravestone forever, turned around the New York Knicks, and he deserves a round of applause.
He does.
But when you're turning a franchise around, your bar is very low. Like, You could take mini steps, and it's like, ah, look, we're better. Remember when you guys first made the playoffs in 2021? We're back. It's an easy bar. So, yes, he got them to this really high level, and that is hard. But isn't it even harder to walk into a job in which literally everyone's going to tell you, if you're not in the NBA Finals, you failed. And that's on the resume or on the job description for whoever takes this job. If you're not in the NBA Finals in year one, you had a bad first year. But that's a big deal.
But you have a team that can get to the finals. It's not unrealistic expectations, especially in year two with this new starting five. We don't know what the roster is going to be. And I would assume this new head coach would be the opposite of Tibbs. Whenever you fire a coach, you bring in their opposite, who will play the bench more, who will get more out of Cat, will get more out of Bridges. And if Rick Brunson has the power that everybody thinks he has, he's going to have say in the head coach, so I'd assume they'd be simpatico, right?
You think that's healthy?
I'm not suggesting it's healthy or unhealthy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Healthy, but what I'm saying is if you want to play this Real Housewives game and there's drama in Madison Square Garden, then Brunson will have, both of them will have a say in what's going on with the new coach.
My verdict on this, and there's other pros and cons to get to, and we'll get to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019, specifically the roster and how coaches feel about the way this roster is built and if it's structured well and if they can defend well enough. But I do want to hand out a friendly warning about Jason Kidd. And full disclosure, because Tommy made a point a few days ago about Jason Kidd, and he was sort of right. He said, this would kill Evan as a coalition member, that Jason Kidd coaching the Knicks would kill me. He's right and he's wrong. If the news came out today that Jason Kidd was being traded to the New York Knicks, because he is under contract by Dallas, I would not lose sleep. I would not freak out. I would not have a meltdown on the air. My meltdown over Jason Kidd would be the moment I think he's going to lead you to an NBA championship. And you're right. Like, that would be my ultimate hellscape. So if that's what you're looking for, you would get that potentially out of Kidd. But I don't think I'd get it by him simply coaching the Knicks. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's possible. Obviously, him coaching the Knicks, they could win an NBA title. But I don't think my fear, I'm just being honest about how I feel about things, my fear wouldn't kick in until you're right on the doorstep.
And I said a couple of days ago that I am mean and I do want to see my buddy Evan Roberts suffer, yes, especially live on the radio. But I'm not that mean with Jason Kidd. I take it back, though. No, because everything you guys have laid out here in the last 15 minutes, to me, the guy is Jason Kidd.
Okay, so Jason Kidd has a lot of qualities that are really good. And I said this the other day. I thought his year in Brooklyn, he did a really decent job.
I agree.
I think he almost goes down underrated as a one-year coach of the Nets. So I don't have bad feelings towards him as a head coach.
He'll even diagram a play where you could spill a drink on you.
One of the most brilliant things ever. But I was talking to a few people who watch Dallas Mavericks basketball to get the insight on Jason Kidd. And I asked, what's the biggest critique of Jason Kidd? Great question, right?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are you ready for this one, Knicks fans? He doesn't play his bench enough and doesn't develop young players.
Fit right in.
So, look, that answer of developing and playing your bench, it may be an overrated thing in terms of why they decided to fire Tom Thibodeau. It may be a part of it. It's a part of what we criticized on Sports Talk Radio, but maybe it was relationships. Maybe it was communication with players. And that's where I think Jason Kidd is really good. Because an advantage that Jason Kidd has over Tom Thibodeau and many other guys is he's walked the walk. And he could put his arm around Jalen Brunson and say, son, I know what it's like to lead a team to back-to-back NBA finals. I also know what it's like to be the final piece of a championship team like he was in Dallas.
Right.
I know what it's like to have the weight of the world on me. And Tom Thibodeau can't do that. In fact, most coaches can't do that.
He also knows what it's like to coach in the NBA Finals.
He does. I forget he was in the NBA Finals last year.
Something Thibs has not done.
But the real question for you guys, is this an appealing job? Like, we all are kind of picking our litter here. Like, Jason Kidd, this guy, that guy, this guy. Is this job as appealing as we think? We'll get to your calls coming up.
Picking our litter, Evan?
Yeah, picking our litter.
I think it's have the pick of the litter.
Pick of the litter, same thing. Okay. I mean, come on.
I don't think we pick a litter.
Pick in the litter, pick off. You actually do pick litter because when your cat poos, what are you doing in the litter? You're picking out the litter with the poo inside.
You're shoveling it.
Yeah, same thing.
Picking implies using your hands, Evan.
Listen, I'm a cat guy. I haven't had a cat in a long time, but I have a lot of experience with pussycats, all right? I had Freedom for many years. I also had a cat named Sushi for a bunch of years. I'm a cat guy.
Well, meow.
But that's, I'll let that hang out there for a second. That's not where pick of the litter comes from. It's not a cat thing.
Where's Tiki when you need him?
It's a dog thing.
I'm trying to fill Tiki's voice.
You sound like a fool.
Don't you pick the dog from the litter so you have the pick of the litter when you go to buy a dog? Isn't that where that phrase comes from? Not picking kitty litter?
We'll get to your calls coming up. 888-808-1019. One comes from an ESPN NBA insider, and the other one comes from my head.
Okay. Evan's brain is reporting?
It's not Evan's brain's reporting. It's Evan's brain heard some information, tried to put a couple of things together, and said, does this make sense? So I'm not reporting it, but it kind of makes sense when I lay it out. So I'll give you the choice. With Tiki out today,
okay.
Do you want the respected ESPN reporter's idea, or do you want Evan's brain's idea?
I think I want to start with the respected reporter's idea, because I feel like, I don't know, coming from your brain, we might expand upon yours longer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Williams of ESPN.
But I'm going to give a dark horse, guys, and I'm sure everybody's going to react to it, because he has no head coaching experience. But if you ask any NBA player how they feel about Rajon Rondo, they always talk about how brilliant of an IQ that he has. And the fact that defensively, offensively, he's great at building schemes on the fly. Ask Doc Rivers on those championship teams that he's won. He understands Boston extremely well. I'm not saying he's going to win, but I definitely think that's a name that people should consider to be an NBA head coach at this level because of his familiarity in the Eastern Conference and because of unlocking other guards in Jalen Brunson that he could be very good at doing.
What do you think of Rajon Rondo as the next head coach of the New York Knicks.
My initial reaction would be if the Yankees hired Nomar Garciaparra to manage the Yankees, I'd be sick to my stomach. That's my gut reaction. But to be honest, I don't know enough about his potential coaching background.
Well, okay. Let's address this first part. Tommy, Rondo was there in the 06-14 era.
Knicks, not relevant.
You guys played them one time in a postseason series. I think you'd even agree, not really a thing. So that's not the issue, right?
That would not be the issue. Okay. My issue, or not issue, but my slight concern would be he has absolutely no coaching experience at all. It wasn't an assistant, but as a player, he was a general, a great leader, a very good player in the league, well-respected. So I like all those attributes, almost like a catcher becomes a good manager, a point guard you would think would become a good head coach, especially when your best player is a point guard. So I love that part of it.
It's very risky because of the lack of experience that you mentioned. Though I would tell you, Steve Kerr didn't have coaching experience. Mark Jackson didn't have coaching experience. Jason Kidd didn't have coaching experience when he took the net job a decade ago.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to in basketball. You know, sure.
It's an interesting idea, and I think that Rondo would be best suited working as an assistant and working his way up. I don't think he's as respected, fair or not, as Jason Kidd was, or even as Steve Kerr was, to just immediately get a job without coaching.
My gut tells me if you're going to make a hire like that, why then wouldn't it just be a name Lugie brought up yesterday, Sam Cassell, a guy who's been in enough interview rooms that exactly, you know, gotten the coaching rankings?
Because I don't think you're just looking at all former NBA point guards the same way.
All right, I'm just saying, floor general, that kind of player, you know what I mean? Zero experience?
You ready for my idea?
Okay.
So Brian Windhorst did his podcast, The Hoops Collective, and he had a couple of pretty good reporters on, Tim McMahon, Tim Bontemps, and they were just talking. They're not really reporting anything per se, just talking in general about what the Knicks could do. And Windy made a very interesting comment. We know about Windy, you got to connect the dots. He said, look, trading for an NBA head coach is on the table, even if it's unlikely. It can happen. And he said, what you should do is think about Western Conference teams, not the East, because it's very unlikely an Eastern Conference team would be okay trading their coach to the New York Knicks. But think about Western Conference teams. Think about coaches. Think about who would go to their management and say, you know what? I'm interested in the Knicks job. Can you guys help me get there? As a sign of goodwill. As, hey, okay, I've been here. I've done this for you. I'm done. I'd like to go there. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, let me go through the Western Conference. What head coach would, A, make sense for the Knicks? And then B, where I could see the guy saying, you know what? I want the Knicks job. And I came up with somebody.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this name would garner 96% fan approval from Knicks fans if it ever happened.
96%.
It's that, oh God, really? Would that ever happen? And the more I thought about it, like, I could kind of see it happening. And the person I'm talking about is Steve Kerr. Now, think about this. Hmm. Steve Kerr thought about the Knicks job a decade ago, actually came close to taking the Knicks job, but realized Knicks weren't ready. He's been with the Warriors for a decade, and he's accomplished it all. He's the head coach of a dynastic team that even came back and won another NBA title a couple of years ago. The Warriors are good. The Warriors will remain good, but the likelihood of them winning another NBA title is low. If Steve goes to management and to Steph himself and says, look, guys, I had a ball. I had a great time with you guys. Wonderful decade. I want a new challenge, and I want the challenge in New York. I think the Warriors would almost have to be open to it, and I could see Steve Kerr, if he wants his legacy to not just be a guy who is the coach of a dynastic team, but to go down arguably as maybe the greatest of all time, I know how you can do it, Steve. Come to New York and coach the Knicks.
This would get approval rating. You know, and I hate to put this kind of pressure. You know what it would remind me of?
Yeah.
This would actually be your chance at replicating Phil Jackson.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You lived that with the Bulls. Now, granted, there's not Shaq and Kobe here with the Knicks, but a guy who coached a dynastic team that has a team on the precipice of ready to do something special, you think, maybe takes over? I like that a lot.
You like that one. Tommy, did I get you all hot and bothered?
I love it so much that I wish I thought of it. It is absolutely brilliant. That's one of those ones where you do the old, oh, I'll drive him here to New York. It's a no-brainer.
But forgetting about, okay, well, we want him, because I think that part's easy for Knicks fans. Doesn't it make sense what I'm saying about Steve and about where he is in his coaching career and where the Warriors are, that couldn't you see him saying, yeah, I'm open to that?
Yes.
Why not?
It's a full circle thing. I know that when he didn't take the Knicks job, I was one of those people that went, why the heck is he going to Golden State? He was a hell of a lot smarter than all of us. I think we all felt that way. Why wouldn't you take the Knicks job? It's the Knicks. But now the Knicks are really the Knicks with the players, with the talent. And even though the Warriors still have guys out there that could get you to the second round, maybe even a finals, it's the Knicks, to me, that are the sexier job right now in the full circle moment.
In terms of his contract, it was back in February of 24, so it was a year ago, he signed a two-year contract extension for $35 million. So obviously he gets paid a lot, $17.5 million a year. So it's not that long of a contract, and it just... it kind of makes sense. So if you're just tuning in, I'm not reporting it. I'm saying my brain's reporting it. It just makes sense. It's one of those things that you think about and you're like, yeah, okay. There's only one negative, and that's the fact that Steve Kerr is represented by Rick Smith and Dan Eveloff of Priority Sports. So there isn't a CAA connection. That's the only negative.
And you know what? To end of the career bench potentials in the next 2 years? Let's bring Draymond, team him up with Cat here. Maybe get Klay Thompson to shoot some threes at the end of the career.
The Draymond Cat thing actually, oh my God.
Like, how about that?
Sign me up. Now let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Jose is calling from Brentwood. What's up, Jose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
You know, hey, I called it, you know, a couple days ago. I wanted him gone. And he was gone.
Yeah, you got what you wanted, Jose. You're one of the few Knicks fans that are like, yeah, I got my thing.
Yeah, I do. And but now my biggest thing, my biggest worry right now is the Big Purr. I feel like the Big Purr is going to push away a lot of coaches, you know, if he stays. I know it's a reach, but I think Towns is gone. I think it's going to be a three-way team. I think we got the most from Towns, and then he can't get us. He seems to talk.
Okay, so a couple of things. Let's start with Karl Anthony Towns would be a turnoff for a prospective NBA head coach. I don't fully buy that. Like, I think the beating that Cat has taken over the last week in this town, and he deserves criticism. I've criticized him. We all have. But I think it's kind of gone over the top.
It has.
And I certainly don't mean Giannotti being misquoted, because that's not it either. It's more the idea that you got to get rid of him. He's awful. He's soft. A coach wouldn't want to coach him. I think it's overblown. Does he have deficiencies?
Sure.
Absolutely. No, but I don't think the Knicks are going to be thinking, nor should they be thinking, we have to rid ourselves of him.
No, Cat's biggest issue on this team is that what he does well as a scorer, Jalen Brunson is obviously the primary scorer on the team. Neither of them play defense. And I think the Cat problem is more a combo of the two, being two of the five on the floor at the same time playing zero defense.
It adds to it, absolutely. Yeah. Dave is calling from Belleville. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing, Evan? I just wanted to take issue with something you said on the intro as far as the next coach coming in is expected to get them to the championship. I think as a knowledgeable Knicks fan, anybody who watched knows you need two things out of the next coach. A coach that actually knows X's and O's, and a coach that can maximize. Thibodeau only maximized Brunson. You got Bridges, all these guys. Maybe a new coach will design something different defensively where Cat doesn't get exposed repeatedly.
But that
over
doesn't.
And over again.
No, but Dave, it's a fair point, but it doesn't contradict the first one, which is they got to get to the finals, and that's the bar that's been set from Leon Rose.
I got to be honest with you, real quick, because I know you got a lot
of
calls. Just to give you a scenario.
Yeah.
You bring in a coach. He has a great year. You watch basketball your whole life. You're a big basketball fan. The Knicks next year, you don't know what a team's going to do in the offseason. I'm saying you bring in a good X's and O's coach. A Knicks fan is smart enough to recognize when they have a good basketball mind. And Thibodeau had a good basketball mind, but clearly there was a ceiling. He didn't make adjustments. He didn't make subs. He didn't use the bench.
Dave, the issue with that is you need to maximize next year, because when you're looking at some of these teams we've talked about, all right, the Pacers are there now. We talked about the Pistons. The Celtics being basically cleared out next year, and the fact that you got to an Eastern Conference final, you can't just brush this under the rug and go, oh, no big deal. The year to make the finals is next year.
Yeah, obviously.
In this conference?
Obviously. His point of you need a good X's and O's guy, of course.
Sure.
You need a good relationships guy, of course. Can you maximize Karl Anthony Towns? Can you redevelop the chemistry that somehow went backwards between Cat and Brunson? Absolutely, but it doesn't change the fact that when a head coach is fired after going to the Eastern Conference Finals, there's no other place to go. And it doesn't mean the coach gets fired next year if they get knocked out in the semis. I don't know if Leon Rose and James Dolan would go to that extreme, but the bar has been set. They have to get to the NBA Finals. It doesn't change what you're looking for in a head coach, though.
I also think it's a little insulting to Thibs to say he only found a way to maximize Jalen Brunson. And I know that the end of this guy's run in the postseason was not great. You don't think that Thibs found a way to maximize Josh Hart the last couple of years?
I think he did, but here's what he didn't maximize. And this is probably one of the biggest critiques of Tom Thibodeau from an X's and O's perspective, not even the relationship stuff or the tiring guys out stuff. Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns are two incredibly gifted offensive players. And their chemistry offensively, forget the defense for a second. I'm not saying it's not important,
right,
but just strictly from an offensive perspective, went backwards. The talent on this roster in the first month and a half of the year, they were like a historically efficient offense.
Yes.
And then it went backwards. And Tom Thibodeau has never proven to be like this offensive genius, this guy who can maximize the offensive weapons on his roster.
It's true.
And so when you look at the decline of Kat and Jalen as a unit, and we went through the numbers the other day, it's kind of mind-boggling how they started off so strong as a two-man unit on the floor, and then the plus-minuses as the season went on. That's got to change. The defense is important, too, obviously. Defense right. wins championships. But let's start with that. And that part offensively has never been Tom Thibodeau's strength.
Yeah, and look, it reared its ugly head when Indiana's playing that up-tempo offense, and they had no answer to keep up.
Mike is calling from Stony Brook. Mike.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good. What's up?
Good. He brings him to the finals and he loses his job for a franchise that hasn't gotten there in 25 years. It's a strange thing. But there was a feeling that this group got as far as they could together. And, you know, I don't think a new coach is going to help Jalen or Kat be more athletic to play defense. But there was something that you said, Evan, about the NBA, it's the hardest league to turn a team around. When I think it's the exact opposite, it's the easiest league out of the major sports because you draft one great player and all of a sudden you could be competitive.
But how do you get the great player? You're right about that. If you get the great player and it's obvious, like you win the lottery in the year of LeBron, easy peasy. But what about everybody else? It's not obvious. And that's my main point on how difficult it is.
Okay, I interpret it as you're a bad team to get good. You're talking about being in the middle of the road because, you know, the Heat drafted Dwayne Wade, not necessarily with the first pick in that draft. He was number seven.
Just look at the teams that are there right now. Let's just look at who are the best teams, and even over the last couple of years. The Denver Nuggets, not there right now, won an NBA title a few years ago. How did this happen? Nikola Jokic was a second-round pick.
Right.
Let's go there. Let's take a look at even the Warriors, the dynastic Warriors. Steph Curry wasn't picked number one or number two or number three or number four. Johnny Flynn was taken ahead of Steph Curry. So, you're right when you think of, you just need that one superstar. Sure. Now go find that guy.
Right.
How difficult is that? Look at the Knicks for the last 25 years and think about who the player was that turned it around. It was a point guard that Tommy thought, same Knicks. He's okay. He's not great. That's not to knock you. That's just the point of how difficult it is.
You need smart people beyond the head coach that have their identification on scouting and all that. And also, let's face it, the NBA is so much luck in being in the right spot in the right year at the right time in the right draft slot to take any one of those guys.
Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I think talking about the Tibbs thing, I think you should make a compelling argument to keep him or let him go and whatever, whatever you're going to put more evidence on in terms of the side of the argument. But I've listened to a lot of names as far as who could replace him. But what about a guy like, and I know Sal was talking about it, Van Gundy. I mean, what about Van Gundy? Is he a retread only? Is he a guy that knows, he's connected still and he can win?
Well, speaking of Jeff Van Gundy, one thing I'm very excited about today, I mentioned we have a packed show. There's a lot going on today. Bantiki's going to be on the program. We've got this emerging Pete Alonso controversy. We waited 48 hours, but if you were listening to us on Tuesday after the Tom Thibodeau story broke, we talked a lot about the firing, the reaction, who should be hired, and we actually played a brand new game here on Evan and Tiki. It's called WFAN Guess the Host's Opinion Bingo, where we knew Jeff Van Gundy is naturally going to be a name that will be talked about. So we guessed, before anyone had the opportunity to offer their opinion, what BT, Geo, Boomer, Keith, Big Matt, what everyone would say about Jeff Van Gundy. And later on in this program, in fact, want to set a time up? Let's set it up so you can set your clocks. At 4 o'clock today, we're going to check in on this bingo game. Because we guessed what people would say about Van Gundy, and everyone's offered an opinion about Jeff Van Gundy. So I just wanted to give that plug. As far as my opinion on Jeff Van Gundy is concerned, there are actually positives to hiring him. When we brought him up 2 days ago, my reaction is, oh my God, such a typical 90s Knicks fan opinion. What are you doing? The fact he went back to a bench this past year and worked with the Celtics as a consultant, I think really helps his stock. Not just out of basketball for 25 years, which is what I would have said over the last few years.
Right. It's no longer Bill Cowher in the CBS.
100%. It's not.
Studio.
Because he worked on the Clipper bench and made an impact. The Clippers defense was pretty damn good this year.
Yeah.
He has experience. I just don't like the idea of going down a road where I'm trying to recreate the past. And that may not be fair because sometimes you could bring someone back from your past like the Pacers did with Rick Carlisle and it works.
Copycat league.
Yeah. So my gut is no. My gut is that's not the route I'm going. But I do admit there are positives if we needed to sit here and say, he does this and he does that.
It's certainly more appealing than the asinine conversation we all had on this radio station about Rex Ryan taking interviews with the Jets.
I agree with you. If we're going to judge it on the bar of Rex Ryan's return, Jeff Van Gundy makes a little bit more sense, but I think there are better candidates.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Rex because we talked about the pressure of taking this Knicks job, and there is a lot of pressure. To me, Van Gundy would have the most pressure from the fans because we've seen the heights that Jeff took the Knicks to. If Rex Ryan got the Jets job, expectations would be a lot higher than what Aaron Glenn has because you saw what Rex did with the Jets. To me, Van Gundy would have even more pressure on him than a Johnny Bryant.
But, But Rex, in that instance, would have added the pressure on himself because he would have come back with the bravado and bluster. I don't think Jeff Van Gundy is going to be thumping his chest about the Knicks are back when he takes over.
No, and we'll never get this, but I'm going to give you a prediction on something that will never happen. But let's just say Jeff Van Gundy did get the job, right? I have an opinion on the reaction if he fails around here. There would be a Knicks civil war amongst fans.
Ooh.
If Jeff Van Gundy took the job, and it didn't work, you know, whatever happens, they didn't win a championship, they never got back to the Eastern Conference Finals, it just didn't work. The older Knicks fan, let's call that older Knicks fan, just make up a name, we'll call him Mal Mamata.
Okay.
Sal Licata would defend him and say, look, he's my guy, what he did in the 90s, I love Jeff Van Gundy. The young Knicks fan would nuke him. Oh, like the young Knicks fan.
The 25-year-old Knicks fan who doesn't give a damn?
The Bing Bong Knicks fan would destroy Jeff Van Gundy like he's a pinata. And so Knicks fans would forever fight, like the way they fight now about Carmelo, where the younger Knicks fans like, I love Carmelo. And the older Knicks fans like, oh, I hate him. He's selfish. Jeremy Lin, Linsanity. Grr. Like that would be the new age Knicks civil war on steroids if Van Gundy came and failed, because the older Knicks fan would still adore him and the younger Knicks fan would think he's like the worst ever.
No, he's right. The older Knicks fan, whoever you want to call him, No Benigno and Mal Mamata, they would go, I mean, Carl Anthony Towns, he's no Marcus Camby. They would go after the players to defend their coach. And the young Knicks fan that does TikTok videos outside on 7th Avenue would crush JVG.
All I'm picturing is that garage where the cars come out of the side of, Madison Square Garden is Big Zoo basically giving double birds to Van Gundy's limo as it pulls out after a loss to the Magic.
Now, I understand the skepticism that Jeff would take the job because of how close he is to Tom Thibodeau. But there comes a moment in time in your professional life where if this opportunity was actually offered to him, you can't be that nice of a guy.
Tommy Lugauer is one of my best friends in the world. You brought up this hypothetical. If they made a decision around here, Tommy, do you want Sean Schaub? He would step over my dead body in a heartbeat.
Not a good example.
This is why I'm the future.
Not a good example.
We're tighter than Thibs and Van Gundy are.
No, you're wrong about that. Here's why. And don't take offense to this, Tommy. He's probably going to own this. He's very disloyal. He doesn't care. He's never going to pretend. He'll stab you. Gundy's been very loyal for a long time. So you're asking someone to go out of character, but they have to because they're old and this is their last chance.
But also the decision's already been made. It's not like the decision was made with, hey,
I understand.
Jeff, we're about to fire Thibs.
I get it. But to use the comparison better, think of the most loyal person you know. Whoever that is. Someone who would just never, ever do anything wrong.
Chris LaPresti.
CeeLo. Right? That's a great example, by the way. CeeLo is incredibly loyal.
The nicest human being that's ever worked here. Ever.
Never stab Recco in the back. Would never do it. All right? Now, it's about 20 years from now. CeeLo's in his 60s, and Jerry Recco is unceremoniously fired by the morning show hosted by Greg Giannotti and Sauce Gardner.
Okay.
Gio and Sauce pull the plug on an old Jerry Recco. And CeeLo says, I'm loyal, but wait a second. I'm 70. Like, they're offering me the job. I'm going to be loyal now? I've been sitting here for a million years waiting for this.
Yes.
You got to step over the body. So I think in Van Gundy's case, he would have to just step over the body. Like, no offense. I mean, he is a loyal guy, incredibly loyal. But this is it if he was ever offered this chance. And he's not going to be offered this chance, but hypothetically if he was, I think this is the point in his life where you got to throw the loyalty out.
And, well, I know we disagreed on this a couple days ago. Let's say midseason, somebody fires their coach in the NBA and they hire Tom Thibodeau. If he's coaching somewhere else, collecting the $30 million, wouldn't you be Jeff Van Gundy sitting there on the bench with the Clippers going, I should have just taken the job with the Knicks. He's fine.
Right.
He's coaching the Hornets. He's
You're
good.
Right. Can you save that tape just in case Gio and Sauce does become a show in 15 years?
That is some long-term prediction.
I mean, he's got a great personality, Sauce, and Gio's a staple, so it's easy. And Boomer's going to retire at some point.
You missed Gio
and Sauce?
You missed it.
Who'd I miss?
It's Gio and Tommy DeVito. The quarterback, the local kid, like Boomer.
Wow. Did he do enough here, Tommy DeVito?
You Gen Z p***. Ray Lucas is doing Rutgers pre and post with 15. He's the same thing.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Local guy, Jersey guy.
You know what? I got a third guy I want to throw in there.
All right.
That's a good one, though. Tommy DeVito's a fair one. I'm going Sauce Gardner. Kayvon Thibodeau.
I like it.
And G's been rough on him.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
first show will just be classic. He'll be like yeah, I called you a loser.
Well, jerk face loser.
I don't think he called him a loser.
All right, 520 long-term predictions. Who takes over for Boomer down the line? We'll do that.
Well, this one, though, is not down the line. Kidding. This I'm is like kidding. 2 decades from now.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, Kayvon ain't getting that job in the next 5 years. Same thing with Sauce.
I don't know, man. He's you already fist fighting in May OTA. So
the guy who could get the job more quickly, if I said that correctly, is Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
That one I could see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.